Good morning, church. I'm very thankful that we can gather here this morning to worship together. And special announcement, so next week, next Sunday afternoon, we'll have our baptism and membership transfer celebration. All our cameras, live streaming equipment, they're all ready. They have been rehearsing many times, just for this 1 hour event. So I hope that everybody from the all three congregations can join us through the Zoom. Unfortunately, they cannot come to church. We're limited to a certain number of people, and it's already full. But please, I hope that please join and celebrate. This will be our first event, the whole church together. Since the church meetings, in-person meetings, worship has been locked down. Thanksgiving is coming, so this morning my topic will be on Thanksgiving. So I want to start off telling a story. So this man, he has a very unhappy family. So he and his wife are always fighting with the children, and it's a terrible situation. So this man is really depressed, but then he noticed that one of his good friends, this man is always seems to be so joyful, so happy, and he always say how wonderful, how harmonized his family is. So he asked this guy, what's the secret, to have a strong family? So the fellow said, well, why don't you come to our house for dinner? So he went with him to his house for dinner one evening. So when the door is open, so the first thing the husband said to his wife, oh, honey, you are so beautiful today. And then the wife said, oh, you work so hard for the family, thank you. So just keep appreciating each other. So during the dinner, the husband said, oh, thank you, my dear, that you prepared such a great meal for us and for our friend, and you keep the house so clean. And they just say, praising each other and then thanking everybody. So when the dinner's over, so this guy to leave and then said that, so what is the secret? Well, the secret to a successful, to a strong family with harmony is that you have to appreciate, give thanks to each other, be grateful. That's it, that's the secret. So this guy went home, and the door opened. So the first thing he said, oh, darling, you're so beautiful today. And oh, thank you for doing all the housework and doing. So he kept saying thank you for about 5 minutes. And then he expect, some miracle would happen now. And then the wife suddenly start crying loud. So what's the problem? And then she said, it's a really bad day today. So today, our little boy got into a fight with somebody, so I have to go to school and meet the principal. And on our way home, our car broke down. And then when we came home, our refrigerator did not work, so all the food turned bad. And now you came home, and you're all drunk. That doesn't know what you're talking about. You're talking nonsense. This obviously is a joke. But if today you go home, husband or wife, and start praising, appreciating your wife or spouse, would they find you strange? Research in the U.S. found that they did a study with over thousands of families and from different countries. And then they came to this conclusion in this study, a survey, that a strong families, they all have six qualities. And of these six qualities, the very first one, the one on the top of the list, is appreciation and affection for each other. So the key to a strong family, there are other five, but the top one is showing appreciation or thankfulness to each other in the family. And then this 46 requirements, qualifications. So each qualification has 13 questions. So just for out of curiosity, so Cynthia, Simo, and I, we've gone through the first one under appreciation and affection for each other. So there are 13 questions. So both of us sat down yesterday, so we actually gone through those 13 questions, and we score a full mark. So we are so excited, so we thank each other for being thankful and appreciative. If you want the questions, I can send it to you after the sermon. So a strong family, a happy family, started off with being thankful. Thanksgiving is coming next week, so we'll be coming to celebrate baptism, membership transfer. But this morning I want to look at Jesus. I've been looking at Jesus, how Jesus give thanks in four different areas. So we're going to learn from our Lord in four different areas Jesus gave thanks. So he's setting an example for us. Right? So when Jesus was on earth, he's trying to set us an example as a person, as a human, as a man, that how we should give thanks to our Lord, to our Heavenly Father. The first category, the first example Jesus showed us, Jesus then took the loaves and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated likewise, also of the fish as much as they wanted, giving thanks before they eat the food or before the miracle. Jesus gave thanks. This seems to be a very simple thing, simple gesture. The word, Greek word, giving thanks here is eucharistio, or in English later on, this word converted into Eucharist or Holy Communion. Eucharistio, giving thanks. This word was used close to 40 times in the New Testament. Giving thanks, this seems to be a very small little thing. Jesus had a really long day, well, his day is always long. He has been really busy, and he must be under a lot of stress at that time because John the Baptist was just killed. And he has been performing miracles, healing, casting out demons, and a lot of people following him to listen to him. And he just came off from a boat with his disciples. So there are already thousands of people there waiting for him. So you can imagine his schedule was really tight. He's really under pressure. Lots of people. No time even to eat, probably. But he found time to say grace, give thanks to the Heavenly Father. Small things, little things. So it taught me that Jesus trying to show us in small things, very little things, that we have to give thanks. Very often we only give thanks to big things. We pray for the world peace, you know. We pray for the healing of the land. We pray for a vaccine to protect all the people. We pray for a mission. We all pray for big things. You know, if we can extend our building, a new building project, we give thanks. If we can have meet our mission target this year, our mission fund, then we give thanks. We tend to give thanks only on big things, got a promotion. But Jesus trying to demonstrate to us here that we have to give thanks to little small things. This is on little small things because 99.9% of the things that happen each day or every day, most of the things are really routine, small things. So if you're looking for big event to thank God, and that's what we did most of the time, so we wait until Thanksgiving. Each year, Thanksgiving. Then we have a Thanksgiving gathering. Dinner together. And then we spend maybe 5 minutes to thank God, or even less. And then the next 2 hours to eat the turkeys. But we need to thank God for small little things. So recently I've been thanking God for having our toilet to work. So for weeks our toilet leaks water and smells. And after watching an hour YouTube, so I decided that, no, I can do that myself. No, how hard can it be, you know, to fix a toilet, to change a wax ring? So we, my son and I, you know, we dismantled the toilet and changed the wax ring. So after a few days, smell came out, still leaking. Okay, so we watch more YouTube. So we buy 2 wax rings, put it there. Let me study more, we measure, I do some engineering. And then it still leaks. So okay, we are about to give up. So we watch more YouTubes, buy more different kind of seal. We put it in again. It worked the last time. I was so thankful. I've been thankful for weeks. No, thank God that I can use our toilet, it doesn't leak. Small things, but very often we take it for granted, isn't it? It's only when we lost that small thing in our life, in our routine, then we appreciate. This month, I thank God that we finally have a new furnace. We have heat in the house. Since December, our furnace has not been working properly. We waited. We want to wait for the pandemic is over to get people into our house to change the furnace, but the pandemic was never over. So eventually they decided we better change the furnace before the next winter comes. So for the last many months, we don't have a heater, a furnace. And you don't realize how nice it is to have a furnace running in your home. So every day, every night, I thank God that we have heat in our house. Small little things, we have to thank God. And when I was working as engineering, we work in the heavy industry, and safety is of paramount importance. So everywhere in the office, you see signs saying safety. And every meeting, no matter how long, how short the meeting, we always have to start off with a safety talk. So people will take turns to talk about safety in different areas. So one time we in a meeting with the client, it's a $1 billion project, huge, expensive project. So we had one employee, engineer, talking about safety of using the ladder at home. So the client wasn't too impressed. I mean, you're wasting my time talking about safety at home. We are building a $1 billion project here. But our manager said, we don't practice safety only when we are on site. We practice safety 24/7, even at home. So we want this safety concept has to be in your mind, in your blood, that whatever you do, even at home, even in your leisure time, you always think about safety. Then when you go to the work site, you will be safety-minded. Giving thanks to God is like that. We don't wait until big blessings, huge blessings, then we give thanks to God. Thankfulness has to be in little things. It's only when we have in little things, we give thanks, then we can thank God in big things. We pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary. Small and yet really not small gift. If you cannot use your toilet, it's not a small thing. How can God entrust great things to one who will not thankfully receive from him the little things. So Jesus taught me, and I hope that he taught all of us as well, that we have to be thankful in small things. Because most of the time, most of the things that we receive each day are small things. Having your sandwich for lunch, going home, have a tidy up house, be able to have enjoy the dinner served by your wife or by your husband. We have to thank God for every little things. So I try to thank Cynthia, everything. She prepared food for me, for my lunch, everything. We have to say thank you. We have to thank God for everything. The next thing I learned from Jesus is that this is kind of a bit strange. Here Jesus said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. It is kind of a bit strange here. Jesus rejoiced greatly, meaning rejoice exceedingly. In the Greek, or the Greek word, is exceedingly glad, not just joyful, happy. It's exceedingly glad, extremely glad. He's extremely glad that God revealed the heaven and the earth and all the truth, the Lord of heaven and earth. He revealed all the truth, all the hidden things that people, even the wise people, do not understand. Even professors in the worst universities do not understand. But you and I, like a child, an infant, but yet we understand. We understand the truth of God. We understand the God's revelation. This is a mystery to the wise, to the proud, to people who do not accept God. They could not understand. Today, if there's a vaccine, people are all looking forward to see which country can develop this COVID-19 vaccine. People are all looking forward. I'm sure when one country announces this is ready, you know, the whole world will be in celebration. We'll be also excited. But yet, God has a vaccine to heal people's hearts, to wash away our sins, not just the virus. And this vaccine that God has given to us is the bread of life. It can give us eternal life. This COVID virus vaccine that we're going to develop one day, maybe next year, we're going to take it, still we will die. But God has already given us a vaccine that will keep us alive forever, an eternal life. Soon we be thankful for that. Soon we be thankful every day that we have this vaccine, that we have the truth of God. Right now the world is talking about how to bring harmony to different races, different people group. There's all kind of study, meetings. The government put lots of money and try to improve the relationship between people. But yet, we know the way that to have harmony between people. Because to have harmony between people, people need to have harmony with God first. We already know the solution to all these problems. Aren't we glad that God revealed this to us? We accept it. We understand it because of our humble hearts. So we have to thank God for the Bible. We have to thank God for the revelation. We have to thank God that we have this salvation. Have you been doing that each day? Thanking God for being able to be his child. For being able to have this salvation. There's a hymn that I like very much called Thank You, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. This morning, as we are worshiping here, how many of you thank the Lord that you have this eternal life? How many of you this morning, besides just participating, joining this worship, you actually came here with a thankful heart? Thank you, Lord, that I have this community. Thank you, Lord, that I can worship you. Thank you, Lord, you have given this salvation to us. We have to thank the Lord in small things. Jesus has demonstrated to us, even giving thanks to the bread, our food. We have to thank the Lord for this revelation that the world, the proud, the wise, do not understand. But yet you and I have this revelation. We have the Bible. We understand what is to come. And we have to thank the Lord for things that has yet to come. And Jesus in John chapter 11, this is a story we are all familiar with about Lazarus. And Lazarus has been died for days. And Maria come and ask Jesus, oh, if you're here earlier, then he will not die. But Jesus said, remove the stone. But Lord, by this time, there will be a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. It's too late now. If you come earlier, then maybe he is okay. He could be safe, but it's too late now. But Jesus said, move the stone away. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Thank you here. You have said, what the Greek word? Eucharist here again. Thankful, thanking the Lord. Eucharistério, the same word here, thanksgiving. I thank you that you have heard me. Now, Jesus thanked the Father. He started thanking, giving thanks. But even before the miracles had happened, and Nazareth has not come out yet, he is not alive yet, but Jesus already thanked the Father that you have heard me. So Jesus is thanking the Father for the miracles, for the blessings that he is going to pour to give to them. And what if Jesus gives thanks to the Father for Lazarus being alive again, but what if he did not come out? Or he came out half dead, or came out as a vampire? So that would be embarrassing, isn't it? You're thanking God for something that haven't happened yet, right? They thank God for the dinner because the dinner is already there, right? So you thank God for something. You thank God that I got a raise. No, thank God that I got a promotion. You thank God because you already got the promotion. But Jesus thanked God that he is going to raise Lazarus even before he came out. So that's the thanksgiving for things to come. Thankful for things in faith. We thank God because of God's faithfulness. I thank God that one day the church will reopen. I'm sure it will reopen, so that's why we are cleaning up the building. We have waxed the floor 2 times already. We have painted the wall with 2 coats of paint. It's almost new inside. We remodel the courtyard, so when you come back, you'll be so happy to drink coffee there. We're cleaning up the whole church because we know our church will be open. We share the gospel. We're starting our Cantonese Alpha this week. We're going to pray. We thank God. We know that this God will use this. Maybe I don't know how great God is going to use this, but God will use this. We thank God for our ESL class, the English classes. to reach out to the community. We don't know if any of them will become a Christian, but we thank God. We know that the gospel will be reached out. So we thank God for the blessings, for his faithfulness, even things that it's not, the blessing is not here yet. We thank God for this heaven that he has prepared for us, this place that he has prepared for us. So when you think of all the blessings God will give to us because of his faithfulness, you will be so thankful, isn't it? So you have to, we have to thank the things that God is going to give to us because he likes to give us blessings. He is a God of faithfulness. And the fourth item here, area, Jesus taught me that he even gives thanks for his death, his suffering. That is really tough, isn't it? And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, Eucharist, the same term here, giving thanks. He said, take this and share it among yourself. And when he had taken some bread and given thanks again, he gave thanks here. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So he's giving thanks before they drink and eat. So obviously, this time is not as the same thanksgiving that he gave when he fed the 5,000. Here, he's talking about his body, talking about his suffering, talking about his death. But yet, he knows that this will accomplish God's plan. So for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. So just thank his Father for the suffering. This is not easy, isn't it? So when we are in suffering, unless the suffering is caused by yourself, right? If you sin and you are in suffering, then you have to pray to God for forgiveness. But here, if God is training us, like what I shared last time, like pruning us, the vine tree, so that we can bear more fruit, so that we can bring glory to God. So we have to be thankful. We don't thank God for the suffering, but we thank God for the situation we are in, the suffering. In the suffering, we know that if God is trying to equip us, to train us, to make us stronger so that we can accomplish greater things, then we thank God for that. As Job said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. We have to praise, thank God for shaping us, pruning us. It's not easy. But if we know that this is the training, equipping that God putting us through, we have to thank God even when we are in challenging times. A missionary, Benjamin Weir, in 1984, he served as a missionary in Lebanon for 30 years. 1984, he was kidnapped, held hostage by the terrorists for 16 months. 16 months, that's a long time. So eventually he was released after negotiation with the U.S. government. So the reporter, the first thing asked him, how did you go through these 16 months of ordeal? So he said, counting my blessings. The reporter said, what blessings? You are captured, held hostage. He said, some days I got to take a bath, a shower. I thank God for that. Sometimes they fed me some vegetables. I thank God for that. And I always be thankful for the love of my family. How often, with all these blessings, we never try to thank God. There are 10 lepers who were healed by Jesus. 10 lepers, they got healed by Jesus. But now only one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. 10 people got healed. I don't know if the other 9 are Jews or Samaritans, but 10 people got healed by Jesus. 9 of them just went their way. Probably they had to start going to eat. Go to the restaurant to eat, to enjoy, to meet their family, meet their friends, you know, to go shopping. Now that they're healed, they can go anywhere. But only one came back, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet with a loud voice, giving thanks. With a loud voice, this thank you, thankfulness, is coming from his heart. Can you imagine one day, next time when we have a Thanksgiving lunch here, potluck here, when pastor asks you to pray, and then you just bow down, fall on your face and thank the God with loud voice. Won't that be exciting? I'm not suggesting you should do that next time. But this leper got healed, this person, Samaritan, and he came back and thanked God. And this thankfulness is from his heart. And Jesus said, "We're not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." But they already healed. What do you mean? The faith made you well. This one person who came back, he has received double blessings. That's my topic this morning. Double blessing. The other 9, they got healed, they physically healed. But this, the 10th one, he came back, the only one who came back, and give thanks from the bottom of his heart. With his loud voice, he fell onto the floor at Jesus' feet. And Jesus said that your faith has made you well spiritually. Not only that he was healed physically, now he is also healed spiritually. Also, he can get to speak to Jesus. Wow, can you imagine? If today you can speak to Jesus, even for 5 seconds, wow, isn't that a wow experience? He got to meet and talk with Jesus face to face. What a privilege and blessing. And Jesus personally blessed him. Your faith has made you spiritually well. Now he is connected with Jesus. He is double blessed, not just physically, but also spiritually. But the other 9 only received half of the blessing. They missed this opportunity, isn't it? Grace always demands the answer of gratitude. Grace and gratitude belong together like heaven and earth. Grace evokes gratitude like the voice and echo. Gratitude follows grace like thunder lightning. Only gratitude can correspond to grace, and this correspondence cannot fail. It's failure. Ingratitude is sin, transgression. Radically and basically, all sin is simply ingratitude. Wow, that's a very serious statement, accusation here. The opposite of thankful, inappreciative, thankless, ungrateful. What is the password to enter into God's presence? When we join this morning's Zoom meeting, you enter an ID, and then you enter a password. The Bible actually tells us how we enter into God's presence. What's the password of entering into God's presence? Are you really? I never recall the Bible teaches us there's a Zoom ID and the password. Yes, if you enter in your Zoom, enter into God's presence. And the password is, what is the password? The password is thanksgiving. Now, where did the Bible say that? Yes, the Bible tells you, you enter the password, and you enter into God's presence. Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. The password of entering into God's presence, entering in through his gates, entering into the courts is thanksgiving. That is the password. Without that, you cannot enter into God's presence. An ungrateful person, unappreciative person, Christians, you cannot enter into God's presence. The children of Israel were wandering in the desert for 40 years, even though they were miraculously free from Egypt, fed by God each day, but they complained. They did not enter into God's promised land. They were ungrateful. When Jesus was on earth, he fed 5,000. He healed many, but they were not appreciative. So they did not get to meet God. Today, we as Christians, we want to enter into God's presence. We want to abide in Christ. The password is thanksgiving. Thank God for small little things. Thank God for the revelation and salvation. Thank God for things to come. Thank God for the trials, the equipping, the pruning. Giving thanks to God is a double blessing. The more thankful you are, the more blessed you're closer to God. And the password is thanksgiving. Don't let ungratefulness stop you from entering into the presence of God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that we can gather here this morning and worship you. Thank you that we have this salvation. Thank you you have given us a building. Thank you that you have given us air to breathe. Thank you that we have bread on our table each day. Thank you that we are friends, we are family, we are brothers and sisters. God, help us to be thankful. Stop our complaints. Stop our ungratefulness. Stop our unhappy heart. And let us enter into your presence with thanksgiving. Let's be thankful for everything that you have given to us. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.